Have you ever heard of the double helix trap? I was reading a book the other day, and it came across this theory of the double helix and how it can become a trap in our business when we think of our marketing and the cycle of our business in a certain way. And I wanted to talk to you about it today on the Focal Points podcast brought to you by Enphoto. This is Focal Points, hosted by Dori Howell and brought to you courtesy of Enphoto. Let's go ahead and get started. Hey, 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 welcome back to Focal Points. I'm so glad that you are here. My name is Dori Howell, and we are about to share, 15, 20 minutes together. And thank you for taking time out of your day to talk to me about this really, really important issue, because it's something that I don't think people really see as an issue in the photography business until they're actually in it. And that is the cycle of marketing, kind of feast or famine, double helix effect that we see in our businesses. Why does it happen and how can we avoid it? That's the biggest thing. How can we avoid this in our business? So the double helix trap is a term that I came to hear from a book by Mike Michalowicz. And if you know him, he is the author of The Pumpkin Plan, Fix This Next, Profit First. Many of us are very familiar with his work and his books and his teachings and so forth. In fact, he was the opening keynote speaker at Imaging a few years ago, and I loved hearing him speak so much. He's a brilliant mind, and if you have a chance to listen to him on a podcast, read his books, listen to his books, I highly suggest that you do that. In fact, I'll put a link to some of those in the show notes. But he was talking about in his most recent book, Fix This Next, about the double helix trap. And he only mentioned it literally for like maybe 1 minute in this book. And it really, really piqued my attention. I went back and re-listened to this section several times. And the double helix trap is something that was described to him by Barry Moltz. Barry Moltz is a well-known marketer and author. And he wrote the book, BAM, Bust a Myth. And it's all about delivering customer service in a self-service world, which is also a really great read. I'm in the middle of it now, and I'll probably be bringing some of my takeaways to it to podcast episodes in the future. But the idea is that if you have a double helix in DNA, you know it's kind of like a twisted ladder, right? And if one side is unstable, it causes the ladder to collapse. And it doesn't matter which side is unstable, but you need to be aware that if you're in a situation where your helix is compromised, you don't want that ladder to collapse. And so you need to make sure it's strong on all sides. Now, his idea is that sales is one side of the ladder and marketing is the other side of the ladder. So if your sales are really, 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 really strong, but your marketing isn't, your business will collapse because the ladder is your business. Same with marketing. If marketing is really, really strong, but sales are weak, then that whole thing just isn't going to work. And when I thought about this, I really, really brought to mind some of the things that I hear by newer photographers or photographers who are struggling in their business about some things they don't know. So let's get into that. First of all, many photographers believe the business that we have is on a cycle. It's busy in the spring, it's busy in the fall, it's slow in the winter, and we have some basically every other quarter. And you can kind of say it's a feast or famine type thing. One quarter you have a feast, the next quarter you have a famine. Well, why does this happen? It always kind of made me chuckle when I heard newborn photographers talking about feast or famine, or branding photographers talking about this cyclical effect. Because babies are born all through the year. Newborn photographers really should not have a slow period, okay? Branding, headshot photographers really should not have a slower period. And, you know, people might disagree with me on that. That's okay. So, in thinking about this, how can we create a business model where both sides of the helix, both sides of the ladder are strong, and we're not going through the cyclical feast or famine pattern every single year? Why does this feast or famine happen? Well, it's very easy. With most people, we don't have the resources and the manpower that we need to run a really strong marketing department and a really strong sales department. Because let's face it, most of us are doing this on our own, right? We might have a little bit of help. We might outsource editing, we might outsource product delivery, we might outsource product ordering, but for most of the part, we're doing a lot of this ourselves. So we have to understand our limited resources of time and energy, first of all. So what we do and this is just the way that it works, no one can really avoid it, is that when we're not shooting sessions and we're not making sales, we're concentrating really hard on marketing and getting the word out. But when that marketing starts to work, then what happens is we start making lots of sales. And when we start working on lots of sales, creating great client experiences, interacting with our clients, then our marketing starts to fail. So as each side is strong, the other side is weak. Feast or famine, double helix effect, whatever you want to call it. So what are ways we can avoid that? Let's get into that now. First of all, you need to understand that most businesses go through this. This is not something that is new. It's not something that should be unexpected. This is something that we all understand we might experience. So what the biggest thing that you can do to stop this from happening is create a marketing plan that is going to be good for you, that you can rinse and repeat over and over. How do you do that? Well, I believe you need to have four core offers, four core experiences that you need to offer to your clients every year, besides just your everyday offerings of sessions, people contacting you for sessions. So you need to have four things that you can do every year, maybe four promotions. So maybe you want to do Easter mini sessions. Maybe you want to do Mother's Day mini sessions. Maybe you want to do headshot days. Maybe you want to do family portrait sessions, specials, things like that. It can be anything, but you need to have four of those. Okay. Then to make these easy to promote and easy to get out and easy to market and easy to spread the word for, you need to create the marketing collateral behind those promotions that is evergreen. Now, you hear this a lot in the coaching world, evergreen. And so I'm going to use some terminology that maybe some of you aren't familiar with, but just go with me on this because I think I'll make my point. I know I'll make my point. Evergreen marketing is the type of marketing that is timeless, where it can go over and over and over and over. So if you're promoting, say, Mother's Day minis or Easter minis, what the only thing that you want to put in your marketing material for those things is the date of the session. You never want to post year. You never want to post date. You never want to post anything that is going to be considered to become obsolete. That's in your emails. That's in your social media marketing. That's in your imaging. You want to make them as timeless as possible. And how you talk about these things, how you advertise these things, how what you put in your email specifically, you want to make it as timeless as possible. So with that in mind, you go and you create your content vault for this particular promotion. You create your images that are timeless. You create your emails that are timeless. You create your marketing collateral that is timeless. You create your social media posts that are timeless, right? That way you have now a promotion. Once you get all these things in line that you can probably use very effectively for the next 3 to 4 years, every time this comes around. All right. Now we're talking really high level strategy here. But hopefully that makes sense to you. The fewer things that you can put in your marketing that lend themselves to a specific date in time, the more you can use that over and over and over. And my suggestion is that you as a photographer get 3 to 4 of these campaigns turned on and ready to go every single year. Now take that one step further. Come up with some promotions that are not tied to a time of year. So for example, say you want to do a headshot day or you want to do a family portrait session and things are slow at the beginning of summer. Guess what? Turn that on for the next 2 weeks and see what happens. So anytime you need to get an influx of business into your business and an influx of money into your account, you have these promotions ready to go that you can just turn on at a moment's notice. This is not something that photographers have thought about in this particular way ever. I've never seen this taught. I've never seen this promoted. And the fact that if you have these 3 or 4 promotions that you can turn on at a moment's notice any time of year for the services that you offer, you are going to really, really eliminate a lot of this feast or famine effect, okay? So some of the things I don't suggest you do, I don't suggest you take advantage of these things that you're seeing promoted right now, content in a year, emails for a year, that type of thing. Because, I'll tell you why, we don't know what's going to happen 6 months from now on the photography landscape, how things are going to change. You don't know how things are going to change as far as the world view goes. What if you schedule out a whole year's worth of emails and then, you know, God forbid something like COVID happens again and the world shuts down? That means you have to go back and undo all those things. And I don't want you to waste your time doing it. So when it comes to timed and date specific promotions and social media and marketing, I would not suggest you go more than 2 months out. So instead of sitting down and trying to come up with these other strategies for an entire year, put them together so that it's every 2 months and you spend 1 day every 2 months putting it all together, and you can rinse and repeat and recycle some of these things. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have a content calendar, but it means that you have stuff ready to go that you can turn on at a moment's notice. Are you noticing a pattern here? It's all about preparation. So other things that you need to do besides having these 3 to 4 campaigns that you can do at a moment's notice anytime during the year for a few years to come, so you're not creating them every year and starting over, is you need to have really great samples. So listen to this message from our sponsor, Enphoto. One thing that I will not do with my clients is give them just a stack of images for them to store someplace randomly. I always provide with them some sort of storage box, and I love the options from Enphoto. The Folio Box is an ideal presentation and storage product. It's a handcrafted box, and you can pair it with a selection of prints that are either mounted or matted, and it has also a beautiful frame for a truly beautiful experience. You can also include the USB for their digital files, or you don't have to include that. It's purely customizable. It comes in a wide variety of colors, shapes, and sizes, and you definitely want to consider adding this to your product line today. And the best thing about it is that Enphoto offers you 75% off your first sample if you're a new customer. So head over to our show notes page to grab that discount today. Okay, so before that great promotion from Enphoto, I was talking about how you can break the feast or famine or the double helix effect by creating 3 or 4 evergreen marketing campaigns that you can turn on at a moment's notice for the next 3 or 4 years without being date specific or anything like that. But here are some other things that you can do to avoid this cycle in your business. Obviously, you need to have that sales and marketing plan, right? You just need it. So sit down, create it. Hire a coach to go through it with you, maybe 1 or 2 sessions, and be done. And if you need help with that, I am absolutely here to help you. Diversify your options. If you are a family photographer, it doesn't mean you always have to promote family sessions. There are people in your Rolodex, I'll say, oh, that's a really old term. Wow. Okay. There's people on your email list, let's use that term, right? Who maybe have families, but sometimes maybe they just want a session with their spouse or their partner, or sometimes they just want a session with just their kids, or maybe they want to highlight a certain child's milestone of losing teeth or hitting their first Grand Slam baseball thing, right? So you can diversify the promotions that you do that can be within your niche to attract different attention from people there. The next thing you can do to really help your business when it comes to managing this feast or famine double helix effect is you really need to manage your cash flow. How many of you dive into your numbers every single month and reflect on what you have spent money on and realized, okay, I didn't get my money's worth out of that, or oh, I should have invested a little bit more in that. But manage your cash flow. I go through my credit card statement because everything gets charged to my credit card. I go through my credit card statement every single month and check off everything that I purchased, what it was for, and if I got use out of it. Don't keep these subscriptions going that are not serving you. Trust me, they'll put it on sale again. There'll be another trial offer. Don't worry about losing those things, but don't be spending money for months and months and months for memberships and things like that that are not serving you just because you don't want to miss out. Protect your money. The next thing you want to do to try and avoid this feast or famine effect is you want to build long-term relationships with clients. I cannot tell you how much the value of a long-term client is. The value of a lifelong client. And maybe I'll get into that in another podcast episode. But returning clients are going to be the thing that save and sustain your business, especially during hard times. Create those relationships with them. Deliver products and services that people love. That is what's going to help you the most. And lastly, I want to say stay on top of industry trends. We kind of have a divide in the photography industry today where we have people teaching very, very, very traditional techniques of marketing, and they're kind of poo-pooing new modern marketing efforts. And then we have people who are totally involved in new marketing efforts who don't want to get involved in the old traditional ways. And I'll tell you, there's clients for both, but what's going to serve your business best is if you embrace both sides of those things: traditional marketing, get to know people, send out your email list, that type of thing. And you embrace social media, because that is going to help you do two things. One, it helps you with being in front of your clients, right? It helps attract new clients. It helps solidify relationships with older clients. But also remember, if you're serving families and you've been a family photographer and your goal is to be a family photographer for 3 decades, let's just say 30 years, right? That'd be a nice long business. Your client, as they stay the same age, they're going to be used to newer and newer marketing trends as you're only serving, say, 35-year-olds. As 35-year-olds stay the same, they're going to be used to and expect newer marketing trends. But you are getting older. I'm sorry, I just burst a lot of people's bubbles there telling you that you're going to get older. But as we get older, we cannot expect that our clients are used to the same marketing messages that we want to have happen unless we are our ideal client. And most of the time, depending on the cycle and the area of life that we are in, we are not our ideal client. I will take a newborn session, but I am certainly not a new mother's age. So how I marketed my business when I was of a new mom age, that happened 15 years ago. And I think we forget that time passes and trends change. So staying on top of those industry trends are super, super important. Here's one thing you can do to help with that. I produce an email newsletter that's completely free called the Weekly Cull. And what that does is that pulls all the marketing news of the week into one easy to read, easy to find source. And it's not just social media. I believe that you need more than just knowing what the trendy reels are of the day. What you need are solid marketing techniques to get you to the next level of your business. And you can find those tips and tricks and all the other information in the Weekly Cull. You need to sign up for this newsletter. Hit the show notes page, hit that link to sign up for the Weekly Cull. I would love to see you there. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. I wish you an even year of marketing and sales so that you can finish out the year strong. Let's try and do our best to avoid the double helix effect in our business and see what can happen as we create strong sides to the ladder that feed our business and make our clients happy. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time on the Focal Points Podcast. Thank you for joining us today. Don't forget to head over to the show notes page at blog.enphoto.com/podcast. That's blog.enphoto.com/podcast. Get the download for this program and link to a wonderful, wonderful 75% off special for your first sample order from Enphoto. You don't want to miss it.